Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Lamed Vav. We are up to Siv Gimel, the last line on page 300. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Motza Tzibur Shekaru Kriyashma Verotzim Lamud Batfila. A person walks into Ma'ariv late. He missed Kriyashma and they're about to start Shemona Esrei. Says the Mechaber, Yispalu Imahim, join the Tzibur for the Shemona Esrei. Afterwards, you will go back to say Kriyat Shema with the brachos. So if you come late to Maariv, you jump into Shemoneh Esrei, and then you go back later to Kriyat Shema and the brachos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Yud Aleph, Verotzim Lama Batfila. They are ready to daven Shemoneh Esrei. However, if when you come late, they are still in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma, and you will evaluate that by the time the Tzibur gets to Shemoneh Esrei, you chalomar Kriyashma uBirchoseha, you would have enough time to say your Kriyashma and the Brachos ad Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'ad. So Yasekein, so you should do that. If you realize you have enough time to say the Birchos Kriyashma with the Kriyashma before you get to Shemoneh Esrei, you should say it. V'yedaleg Baruch Hashem li'olam v'chuli, and the last Baruch Hashem li'olam, that you will skip. V'yispalo Shemoneh Esrei matzibur, so you will say Birchos Kriyashma with Shema, you'll skip Baruch Hashem li'olam, and you'll daven Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur. The Osan ha'psukim einon ela minhug. These psukim, as we've been discussing, they are only a minhag, so if you're trying to cast fila b'tzibur, get smichas ulat fila, get fila b'tzibur, and skip those psukim of Baruch Hashem li'olam. V'yesh gedolam shesovrim shein la'amro, and as we know, there are some gedolam that say not to say it at all. V'lochein mutav ledalei kidei l'kayim tfila b'tzibur im smichas ulat fila kein kasu kama achronim. Therefore, since it's only a minhag, some say not to say it anyway, so even if you do normally say it, if you're running late, skip it, say Birchas Kriyashma, and Kriyashma, that one, the Tzibur, you got Smichas Geulat Tfilah, you got Tfilah B'Tzibur, and you're skipping those Psukim of Baruch Hashem Li'olam. In the brackets, the Mishibur writes, V'hinei b'divri ataz v'al yirabim muvur behedya de Baruch Hashem Li'olam, v'gam yiru einenu yomar achar tfilah. The Taz and Al Yiraba say explicitly that you should make up these psukim after Maariv. V'chein hertik ha-chayodom, so to write the chayodom. V'chein mashmek tzas b'magen avrom sivkotan beiz. So all these achorim say that if you skip it, you would go back to the psukim after Shemoneh Esrei. Achein, however, b'maiser rav kosov di achar ha-tfilo lo yomar ha-psukim de baruch Hashem li'olam. From the maiser rav, it is clear that you should not go back to say these psukim after Maariv. U'mashma de taima de lo nitkon elo la'omro b'mekomo v'lo achar shekfares v'al arvis. And mashma, the reason is, these psukim were only established to be said in their place before Shemoneh Esrei and not to be said after Shemoneh Esrei. So what's the bottom line? Al kein nira de tosh lo yachtom birchas yiru einenu. So if you want to go back to the psukim, like many poskim say you can, you go back and say the psukim, well, you will not end off with the bracha of yiru einenu. Elo yomar ad ki ein lanu melech elo ata. You would just go till those words, but you would not say the final bracha. The alpha gav the bracha below chasima ba'alma ina chashuv a bracha klal. Even though normally a bracha that has a chasima and you leave off the chasima, it's not considered a bracha at all. Mikomakom kevan afilu kodem yurchesu rak minhoga ba'alma. Once again, since even before Shemoneh Esrei, this is all a minhog. Havu dula lahosef alei. So we're not going to add on to it. If you're able to do it in time, great. If you do it again afterwards, it's ready. It's a machlokes, so you'll skip the bracha. You'll just say the psukim. Od kasu, the achronim write further. B'mekomo shemakdimin lehispalel aris mibod yom. In places where they are davening Maariv early during the day. U'bolu beis hakneses b'sho shemaschilin baruchu. And you walk into shul at the time when they're saying baruchu. V'hu lo hispalel mincha. So you're coming in, it's after plag, you didn't daven mincha yet, and lo and behold, the tzibur is davening Maariv. Yispalel mincha ba'ot shehem korin kriyashma b'rchoseh. You should chaperein a mincha while they're saying b'rchos kriyashma and kriyashma for Maariv. You daven mincha then. V'achar kach yispalel arvis im tzibur, and then you join in the Shemoneh Esrei of Maariv with the tzibur. So you chaper mincha during b'rchos kriyashma, and then you chaper Maariv Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur. V'achar kach yikra kriyashma u'birchoseh balayla. And then you wait till it gets dark, and then you'll say kriyashma of Maariv with the brachos. Achin, however, im yiyah lo l'tfilas arvis minyan balayla, If you're coming now to daven mincha, they're davening ma'ariv, but you have another ma'ariv later that you can go to. So yamtin b'tfilas mincha lehispalol b'shoah she'atzibur mespalon arvis. Then you should delay your mincha shmon esrei so that you could daven your mincha shmon esrei as they are davening their ma'ariv shmon esrei. U'tfilas arvi yispal achar kachadina and tzibur b'layla. And since you have a minyan later for ma'ariv, you'll daven ma'ariv later. You'll daven your mincha shmon esrei with the tzibur's mincha shmon esrei. Before we're discussing, you have no minyan later, so chap mincha while they're saying birchas kriyashma and chap ma'ariv during their ma'ariv. If you have a ma'ariv later, in the proper time, rely on that for ma'ariv, daven your mincha shmon esrei with them davening ma'ariv. Now that's only because the tefillah of mincha and the tefillah of ma'ariv is identical, so then you can be yotzei your tefillah b'tzibur when you're davening mincha and they're davening ma'ariv. But if you look at note number 29, ukeshet tzibur kiblu Shabbos, if the tzibur is makabel Shabbos early, the Shulchan Aruch tells us later on, sha'osur liyochid lehispalel mincha b'beis ha'knesses sha'avitarti desasri, you can't daven mincha in a shul when they're davening ma'ariv. Even though during the week, we just said you could daven your mincha shmon esrei when they're davening the ma'ariv shmon esrei, but on Erev Shabbos, when they're mekabel Shabbos early and they're davening a Shabbos shmon esrei, you cannot be davening mincha. That is a stira. And that which we're discussing in the Shabura, you're saying mincha, while they're saying ma'ariv, that's not a stira. Why not? Says Rav Moshe Nigras Moshe, shezem mishum shetfilos chol hein shavla zulazu. Mincha and ma'ariv of the weekday are identical. Shmoneh says ma'ashein kein betfilas chol utfilos Shabbos, which is not the case when it's a mincha of chol and a ma'ariv of Shabbos. So to summarize, during the week, you could daven your mincha shmon esrei as a tzibur is davening ma'ariv, that's tefillah b'tzibur. But if it's early Shabbos and they're davening ma'ariv and you're coming and you didn't daven mincha yet, you cannot daven mincha in the same Beis HaKnesses. That is a stira, because you have a weekday shmon esrei, they have a Shabbos shmon esrei, that would not work. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitus of Katan Yud Beis, you come late to ma'ariv, they're about to start shmon esrei, yispalel imohim, daven with them. The tefillas hatzibur adifa mimismach ke'ula tefillah. You are giving up Birchas Kriya Shema, you're not going to have Smichas Geula Tefila, but you will have Tefila B'Tzibur. By Mariv, Tefila B'Tzibur overrides Smichas Geula Tefila. Says the Mishibura, that Tefila Satzibur Adifa Mimisma Geula Tefila De Arvis. If you look in the Shara Tzion Oschas, he tells us what we know. Aval B'Shachris, Shachris is the opposite. Odif mitzvah smichas geula tefila mitfila betzibur. In the morning, it's more important to be so make geula tefila than to daven with a minion. V'al kein in bala ezras avosein. If you come late towards the end of Birchas Kriya Shema, oser lo lehispalel imatzibur velikro Kriya Shema b'chas achaga. You cannot just jump in and daven shmones with the tzibur, catch up Birchas Kriya Shema later. That is what you do by Mariv. That is absolutely not what you do by Shachris. You skip tefila betzibur. You start from wherever you have to start from. Baruch Shomer, Ashrei Yishtabach, and then you say all Birchas Kriya Shema, because Smichas Geula Tefila by Shachris overrides Tefila B'Tzibur, unlike Mariv. Back to the Mishnah Berurah of cutting your base. V'afilu imatzibur mespalim bodyom. Even if this Mariv minyan that you're running late to is the Mariv minyan that's during the day after Plag, afilu hochi yispalil imoim, you still jump in daven shmonesi with the tzibur. V'yikur Kriya Shema u'birchosel kishyagi azmana. Very interesting. If you're davening at this after Plag Minyan, or even maybe after Shkia Minyan, and you're coming late and you're jumping into the Tefillah B'Tzibur, then you have to make up Birchas Kriya Shema with the Kriya Shema. You don't do it right away. Wait till the proper Zman. You can wait till after Seitz HaGochavim. Then you'll say Birchas Kriya Shema and the Kriya Shema, as he says, because you'll give Zman when the Zman comes. V'ayin le'el b'simen reish lamed gimel sif aleph mosa yuchal l'espal shun esi d'aris v'adyom. Look what we just learned a couple days ago. When you are allowed to daven ma'ariv mibodyom by plag, when you could daven ma'ariv at that time. Aval kozeh dafka kashu mishar shlo yuchol lahasig achagach minyan lespal imohim. That which you're jumping into daven with the tzibur, the minyan that's early in the day after plag, that's only if you don't think you'll have a minyan later. The ilav hachi, because if that's not the case, we have a ma'ariv minyan later, ein lo levato mitzvah smichas geula tefila. Then you shouldn't just jump in and daven at the earlier ma'ariv minyan to chav tefila b'tzibur, if you could also get smichas geula tefila, be there on time later, say birchas kriya shema, and then go into shmon esrei. Says the mechaber vaitis of dalet top line on page kuf nun aleph. Achar shomer amo yisrael omer omein achar birchas atzmo. The shita of the mechaber is, after the bracha of Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'ad, which is the ending of Birchas Kriya Shema, you answer Amen after your own bracha. But you do not answer Amen after the bracha that comes after Ashkivenu, like we discussed yesterday. That is not considered at all part of Birchas Kriyashma. So the end of Birchas Kriyashma, Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'ad, the Mechaber says you answer Amen to your own bracha. The bracha that comes afterwards, you do not answer Amen. V'ayin lo'el simen reish tezvav. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Gimel Acha Birchas Atzmo. Shusiyun Birchas Kriyashma. Like we said, that's the ending of the Birchas Kriyashma. Va'ozel ha-mechaber l'tami. And the mechaber here is going with Shitoso. B'masha pasak b'simen reish tezvav sif alav ayin jom. The mechaber said, when you have a group of brachos, and you finish off the last one, you could answer amen after your own bracha. That is the shita of the mechaber. However, even if the mechaber, sif katan yudal v'lo yana, you don't answer amen after your own bracha of amel b'chvodo, Kihi eino shayach lebirchas kriyashma. That bracha has no connection to birchas kriyashma. V'havi b'kechol bracha miyuchedes. It's like any other single bracha. She'ein one amein achar birchas atzmo, where you do not make an amein after your own bracha. Sivkoton tezvav. Again, hamel b'chvodo. A side point the Mishnah Berurah says. Ba'omro tamid yumoch aleinu. When we say that bracha before Shemoneh Esrei Ha'Ma'ariv, those who say it, and you say the words Tamid Yimoch Aleinu, Lo Yia Kavanoso B'Loshem Bakasha. You should not have in mind that it's a request. Shemispalo Sheyimoch Aleinu. Tamid Yimoch Aleinu, that Hashem should, that you're davening, Hashem should rule over us. V'hainu L'Karev HaGeulah, that the Geulah should come close. That is not what your Kavanah should be. She'ein Tfilo B'Chasimas Abracha. We don't have any requests in the Chasim of Abracha. The Chasim of Abracha is purely a praise of Hashem. So the Kavanah in that Abracha of Tamid Yimoch Aleinu is not that Hashem should be Yimoch Aleinu. That's not the Kavanah. Elo Yeh Kavanoso B'Loshen Shevach. Your Kavanah should be a language of praise. That Hashem will rule over us forever. It's not a tefillah that he should, it's a praise that he will. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tezayin V'ayin Le'el Simen Reish Tezvav. This is the Ramah. Rotza Lomar Shesham Kosav HaRamah. There the Ramah wrote, Sheb Medinaseinu Einu Hogim Lanos Acha Birchas Asmo. The minhag of the Ashkenazim is we do not answer Amen after our own bracha, even if it is the end of a group of brachos. The only exception is in benching after Bona Yerushalayim to separate between the brachos Daraisa and the bracha Darabonim. Afilu Acha Birchas Shomer Amo Yisrael, we don't answer Amen. If you finish with the Chazan, then we said you could answer Amen if you finish the same time as the Chazan, because again, there are shitas that say you could answer in that case on your own bracha. So certainly then when you're finishing with the chazan, you could answer on the chazan's bracha. But in general, we Ashkenazim do not answer amen after our own bracha. Says the Mechaber Vayter, Simen Reish Lamed Zayin, Seder Tfilas Arvis. Seder Tfilas Arvis is a one-line simen. Sif Aleph, Ein Shli Al Tzivur, Chozer HaTfilu B'Tfilas Arvis. As we know, there is no Chazaras Hashatz by Mariv. The Ramos says, V'ein Nofun Al Paneim L'Achar Arvis. As we know, there is no Tachrin by Mariv as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, top line of the left column of Kuf Nun Aleph, Ein Shia Tzibur. Why is there no Chazaras Hashatz by Mariv? She'ein Tfilas Arvis Chova Rak Mitzvah. We know Mariv is a Rishus, it's not a Chiyuv. V'lo nischayev ba'odam, a person is not chayev in mariv, she'yitztorech ha'she'atzibur lo tzir yidei chavaso. The whole reason we have chazar sashatz, if a person doesn't know how to daven, so the chazin can be motzim with chazar sashatz. But if mariv is only a reshus, it's not a chiyuv, so you don't have to daven, you have no reason for the chazin to repeat Shemoneh Esrei to be motzi someone who doesn't really have a chiyuv. Ve'afilu ha'idna dekavua chova, even though nowadays we're a kovei mariv now as a chova, Mikomakom lo olim in hoga leshavua chova kedei latruche tzibura lahachzer hashatz hatfila. So even though we are kaveh at the chova, not that strong that it would require a chazar hashatz and tibatshua the tzibur to listen to a whole chazar hashatz. Therefore, even though now we took it upon ourselves as a chi of mariv, we still do not have chazar hashatz. If cotton bees, the Ramah said no tachron after mariv. V'chein kosav habach umagin avram. V'afilu hispalu arvis mibodom ein noflim dekfar shav yolayla. Even if you daven mariv after plag, so it's early in the day. The problem with tachron at mariv really is that you don't say tachron at night. Al pi kabbalah no tachron at night, but over here it's during the day. So maybe you would think that in that case you would say tachron. Zakta mishabura, no. By davening mariv, you have made it night. You have followed the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Plag is night, no tachron. And even if you're davening two marivs and the second Shmoneh Esrei is tashlumin for mincha, so you're davening mincha now, you still do not say tachanun after that tefillah. Kosov shiltei giborim reish brachos. Nogu b'ksas mekomo, some places have a custom. Lomar shir hamalos hinei baruchu kodem marav, some have a minug to say that shir hamalos of hinei baruchu before marav. The reason is mishum damrinan rogil likros korei. We say a person comes home from the field from working, he goes into the Beis HaKnesses, if he's normal to read psukim, he reads psukim. If he's normal to learn mishnayis, he learns mishnayis, and then he reads kriya shma davens mar afterwards. So we see from that brisa, the tzorech likros shma mitoch divrei Torah, one should learn first, and then he should go into kriya shma, and therefore some of the minug of saying this capital of Tehillim as Torah before saying shma. So why was this capital chosen of all others? In that capital we say, the standing in the house of Hashem at night, and we're standing here in the Beis HaKnesses by Maariv, therefore it's an appropriate time to say that capital. Inami, another pshat, why that capital? Mishum diksiv su'i deichem kodesh baruch as Hashem. Again, it talks about baruch as Hashem, which we're about to do in Maariv. We are about to say baruchu to Hashem. That concludes Simon Reish Lamed Zayin. We'll begin now Simon Reish Lamed Ches, likboa itim la Torah b'layla. That a person should be koveya itim at night. So we'll just do Sif Aleph, a very strong Musar Shmuz. Sif Aleph, Tzorech Lizoher Balimur Halailo Yosemi Bishal Yom. A person has to be careful about his learning at night more than his learning during the day. V'hamivatlo Ansho Meruba. One who's mevatel his learning at night, his punishment is great. Says the Mishabura Sif Katan Aleph. One has to be careful about the learning at night. Kedamrinan. Like Chazal tell us. Lo ivre leila ella legirsa. The night was only created for learning. The cave under lakach nivra halayla. And since that's why the night was created, al kain tzarech lizare babi yoser. Therefore, one must be very careful to learn at night. Very important sharatzion over here in Os Aleph. Kosa beberhitev she'ein likro mikra balayla. One should not learn psukim Torah shebechsav at night. The Prima Gadim is mashma that it is okay to learn psukim at night. V'nire, and it appears, says the Chavetz Chaim, very important. Da'afilu lahamachmirim, even those who are machmir, not to learn Torah shebichsav at night, leis baze isura. It's not that it's usur to learn Torah shebichsav at night, elo shelechatchila yoser tov lilmod mikra bayom. It's just that lechatchila, it's better to learn Torah Shebuchsav during the day, v'noveya dover zemi mad isa b'medrash, and this comes out from that which the Medrash tells us, shahoya ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu lomed in Moshe mikru bayom u'mishnah b'layla. The way Hashem was teaching Moshe b'in the Torah, was teaching him Torah Shebuchsav during the day, and Torah Shebalpeh at night. And therefore, l'chadchila, one should learn Torah Shebuchsav during the day, and Torah Balpeh only at night. But it's not, says the Chavetz Chaim, an Isser, it's just the way that it's better to do it. There is a discussion and notes in the back of the Sefer that we are not going to read from many Be'ikr, Sfad, and Poskim that discuss whether one should say Tehillim, not say Tehillim, and one could look over there himself. Let's finish the Mishabura over here. We're back in Sifkat and Aleph. Third line, Isa B'Gemara, the Gemara tells us, Kol Ha'osek B'Torah B'Layla, anyone who is Osek in Torah at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Olav Chut Shel Chesed Vayom. Hashem draws over him a chut of chesed, a string of grace during the day. Shenemar Yomom Yitzava Hashem Chasto Ubalaylo Shiro Imo. One who has the Shiro Imo, one who is learning Torah at night, so Hashem is Yitzava Chasto on him during the day. Od Amr, the Gemara Menachos tells us further, Talmidei Chachamim Ha'osekim B'Torah B'Layla. Talmidei Chachamim that are Osekim Torah at night, Mala Aleyan Akosav Ki'ilu Asukim B'Avoda. The Torah views it upon them as if they are being Osekim B'Avoda. U'maisi Sham Mikro, they learn it out from a Pasuk. Od Amr in Talmud, Kala Osek B'Torah B'Layla Shechina Kenegdo. Anyone who learns Torah at night, the Shechina is across from him. Shenemar Kumi Roni B'Layla. Hainu lasak b'Torah, that refers, Rina b'Layla refers to being osik in Torah. Uksib b'Asrei, it says afterwards, Shivchi kamayim libeich nocha p'nei Hashem. That pour out like water your heart across from Hashem. So you see, a person who's osik in Torah night, Hashem is across from him. The cause of a Rambam. The Rambam writes, "Who will be your day of simuration involved is more than a Shulchan Aruch." Harotze liskos bekisra shel Torah. All of us want to get the Keser Torah. One wants to be Zohar to get the Keser Torah. Yizohar b'chol leilosav. He should be careful about all of his nights. V'lo ya'abed afilu achas mehen. He should not waste even one night. Bashena with just sleep. V'achila ushtia, eating and drinking. V'sicha and shmuzing v'kayotzi be'elu. Don't waste any night being involved in other inyanim. Rather, you should be learning. Umadikosov b'chol leilosav. What does it mean when he says in the Rambam, all your nights, haynu da'afilu b'kayetz b'leilos haktsarim, even in the summer, when the nights are very short, kegon b'tamuz, like in the Tammuz month, sha'oz nikba ha'laylo ha'ikr l'sheina, at that time, the night is really b'ikr for sleep, because there are very few hours of the night, k'mo shekosu ha'tosu, like Tosu says, afilu ha'chi tzarech al-koponim lilmod ma'at kodim ha'sheina. You still must make time to learn every single night, even when the night is very short and it's in the summer. One does not want to let any nights go by without limud Torah if he wants to be zeicha, like we all do, to the Keser Torah. V'ayin la'el b'simen aleph in the Shabura Sif Katan Tes. Sif Katan Beis. One who is mevatel from his limud at night, onshe merubo, his punishment is great. Kedamrina, like the Gemara Chelek in Sanhedrin tells us, kol bayis she'ein devei Torah nishmoim bo balayla. Any house that Torah is not heard in this house at night, eish ochalto, fire eats it up. Shenemar v'gomer. The isa beber kama da'avos, and the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us, u'delo mosif yosef. What does that mean? Hainu. De'lo mosif lilmod balayla meites vav ba'av ve'eloch. One who does not add time to his learning at night, from Tu B'Av and onward, as the nights get longer, if he doesn't add learning to his time, to his nights, Yosef min ha'olam, he'll be wiped away from the world. V'ayin b'magen Avram, jilishnas ha'odam b'alayla ein lozeh shir kavua. In terms of how long a person should sleep at night, like we've discussed previously, it is not set for every person. Elotalui b'chol odam, it is dependent on each individual. Lefi koach b'riyuso, based on his health. Depends how healthy a person is, will determine how much sleep he does need. The alkoponim, at the very least, lo yishtaka b'sheina yosem yidai, don't sleep too much. Ukedeisa b'mishra, like the Mishnah Sanhedrin tells us, sheina la tzadikim ra lohen v'ra lo'olam, sleep for tzadikim in this world is bad for them, and it's bad for the world. Upirish Rashi, Rashi explains over there, mipnei she'enam oskim b'teira. Tzadikim, we need it to be osik in Torah. We don't want them wasting their time sleeping. Too much sleep is not good. We'll stop here, and we'll continue with Shem tomorrow with Siv Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.